African proverb of wisdom and love of mothers. May the blessings of motherly love flow like a river through your heart forevermore. That's right. Today on Cyber Shots Podcast, we have none other than the matriarch, the holder of the Eve gene, Mom Dukes. Oh yeah, by the way, shout out to all my siblings, friends, and other parental units who didn't have the heart to come on the podcast. And with that being said, before we start the show, I'm going to leave you with one more African proverb. A caged lion will always envy the one that is free. So, without further ado, introducing Mama Shots. This should be interesting. Yeah, let's see if she throws me under the bus. Nah, she ain't gonna throw me under the bus. Maybe, I don't know. Let's do it. Yeah, that's why I had to edit this first before she heard this. But anyway, happy Mother's Day. How about this? Who else can say that they did a podcast on Mother's Day? Yeah, that's right. Okay, you know how we do, but before I bring my mother in here, let's get the energy right. Yo, Beats by Cyber. Hello? Hey. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, wow. You use my real name. Okay, that's cool. But anyway, check this out. Who else can say that they did a podcast on Mother's Day, huh? Okay. So, I think you're up one on your friends. So, how's your day going? You sound good. You sound real good. With that authoritative voice that you've always had. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, here's one thing I want to ask you. When we were overseas, I got a question for you. What do you remember about us being overseas in my teenage
years?
You know what? I forgot all about that. We was on the plane for like, what, 24 hours or something? Oh, yeah, I had to take my trumpet. You know I had to take my trumpet. I actually saw a trumpet the other day. It was on sale for $250. No. It was the pawn shop, and it was a Bach Beethoven. That trumpet in the 80s was $1,000. So, yeah. So, first of all, I appreciate you doing this with me. I know, you know, this is not your forte, but I really appreciate it. And I heard that Dina the Great stopped by yesterday. How's she doing?
I think she's doing
Yes. Okay, yeah, it's on Amazon. She's the co-author of it. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we got our little... No. Oh, wow. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. But she's doing her thing as usual, you know. So how is the weather up there in the DMV area? See, now we've always had this problem with me coming up. You know I despise cold weather. You know I don't like cold. It doesn't work too well with my melanin. You know? I always told y'all when I got older, where was I going to move? Hawaii, Florida, or somewhere hot. Most definitely. And what else do we, I know we're going to make this real quick. I know this is not really your thing. Breakdancing. Do you remember me breakdancing in Korea?
Yeah, I remember you too.
Yes, nice of the break table. That's right. Tell you, but anyway, yeah, it worked out quite well in our favor. I didn't know you came over there to one of our, you know, we was all over the place, you know that. Itaewon, all over. And that one time, what hotel did we do? I remember we did a couple of hotels and you came to one of those events. You good. Oh, wow. Yeah, the OB Bears. I forgot all about them. Oh, you did? Yeah, and that's how I learned how to speak fluent Korean. Mm-hmm. We used to have fun shopping. He was like, go over there and talk to him. I'm like, okay, can I get a pair of Adidas? Yep, I had a lot of Adidas, Nike, Puma. Yep. Okay, but I appreciate it though. And I'm gonna send this to you. I'm gonna make a video too. I'm gonna send that to you. So happy Mother's Day and I love you. Bye bye. Hey, shout out to my moms. Okay, check it out. I know that came out a little scrambled. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna translate it. I'm pretty sure she had her Bluetooth on. I know she did. I don't know. But anyway, I appreciate that. Shout out to my moms. That's right. Mom Duke came through. That's right. That's right. To all my sisters, what's up? What's really hood? Huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. You see, Mom Deuce came through with that. You know what I mean? She came through with that. That's right. We're starting a sibling war. I'm starting it this time. Oh, my. No, just joking. You know, I love you guys. But anyway, what she said that when we first went overseas, I was lugging my trumpet. I'm telling you, the passion that I had for playing the trumpet was crazy. They was like, yo, you can check that trumpet and put it on the plane. Young Cyber Shots that played the trumpet faithfully every day was like, the hell you say? I'm going to be Chuck Mangione, the next Chuck Mangione or Dizzy B. Gillespie or somebody like that. But anyway, what she was saying, she was talking about our transfer from going to the States to career. And it was a long, long trip. But I had my trumpet beside me the whole time. That's right. And I really hate that that came out muffled. But you know what? This is one reason why a podcast, moments like this, will live on in my heart forever. So shout out to my mom for taking the time to do this to me. See, it was only 6 minutes. I mean, you know what I mean? But that 6 minutes to me will last a lifetime in my heart. Now, she was talking about when we were breakdancing, when I was really flying under the radar big time. She was talking about like we used to breakdance. We stayed in a 20-story apartment building. We used to breakdance. And I guess you could say like the hood type of stuff. I almost said something, but I didn't. No profanity in this podcast. Brought to you by Cyber One Productions. We used to go down the street, and it was like the big major shopping area. If you want to find out what that is, Google Itaewon. And we used to breakdance, and she said one of our neighbors was like, oh, your son is out there breakdancing. Yo, I did not tell my mom that I was breakdancing at all because we were straight hustling, baby. Take the hat off and pass it around. But anyway, she said the people were screaming and hollering, and I didn't know that she was out there at that time. We had a couple of events we did, one at the Hyatt Hotel, you know what I'm saying, the Hyatt Hotel. She came to that one, and everything was free, you know what I'm saying? The whole meal, everything. So breakdancing in the Hyatt. And she said when she got back to the States, she saw some guys breakdancing and they were whack. Yeah. Knights of the Break Table. Legendary. The best that ever did it. And one of my homeboys, who was Korean, but he was born in the States. He's American. But anyway, he had a commercial, a ramen noodle commercial for breakdancing. Yeah, still getting royalties off that today, huh, Banzai Bill? Shout out to Banzai Bill in the building. Yo, that was the biggest cup of ramen noodles I ever seen, man. And he was roller skating. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. And also, she was talking about how we used to go shopping in Korea when you could bargain on stuff. And at that time, I took Korean to school, but I lived in Korea. As a kid, my brain was still developing. And to this day, I still speak fluent Korean. My mom used to take me shopping, and you could bargain. And she'd be like, yo, go over there and talk to him. I want to get this. I'd be like, you know, spit my game. And usually came out with a pair of Adidas and Nikes. But if you heard some of my other 80s stories, it was much more than that. And also, we mentioned the co-author of my sister's book, which I forgot the name of it, and my mom's going to send me a copy. I'm going to do a podcast with her, hopefully, if she hears this. But anyway, I'll do a podcast on the book just to shout her out as our sibling rivalry continues. Sis, we're really getting too old for this, but you started it, so it is what it is. You don't want this. I'm just playing. Relax. But anyway, and we talked about some of the things. She mentioned that she went to go see the OB Bears, which is a Korean professional baseball team. I forgot all about that. I had the chance to go, but I would rather break dance than go see the OB Bears. Yeah. OB, by the way, stands for Oriental Brewery, which is a beer. OB, check it out. Highly recommended by Cyber One Productions. But anyway, at this time, I would just like to thank my mother for coming on the podcast. This is real short, and I really appreciate this. And this is documented. You know what I'm saying? While your mother is here, show her love in any kind of way. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't always have to be money, but make sure that you give her flowers while she's here. So these are my digital flowers to you. Flowers that will never die. The only thing you have to do is push play, and they will keep growing throughout the day. And with that being said, I am up out of this podcast.